Good evening. Tonight is Tuesday, June 24th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. I went to a great class tonight on Emotional Edge Play by Catherine Gross. It was pretty neat. Got to hear a lot of great stories about different kinds of sort of heavy emotional play that you can engage in, and some really interesting stories, and a couple sort of more negative stories, but generally most of them fairly positive on the whole. Basically, I was just talking about some of the really potentially dangerous, but also potentially very exciting and rewarding things you can play with when you get into the field of working on very sensitive emotional areas. I think one of the biggest things that they sort of touched on that I thought was very sort of worthwhile and important to mention was just the idea that obviously while it's while it can be a lot of fun, it can also be very dangerous, and it's important to sort of know the person that you're working, you're dominating, topping, whatever you want to call it. Know the person that you're playing with, sort of know your reactions to things and how they, how they respond, and what to look out for, how to know if things are going really well, how to know if things really aren't, and also that it's okay to start with, and that you probably need to start with, working on just little areas, kind of maybe start off with talking about, things that they're either afraid of, or, past traumatizing experiences, things like that, the things that are very sort of susceptible for, being worked on and, fucked with, basically, for kind of heavier emotional play. And, sort of starting off with little things and kind of testing the reaction, and then working up from there and building a gradual sort of understanding and mutual confidence, about, whatever activity that you're doing, and kind of treading carefully, just because it's, quite frankly, it's possible to really fuck somebody up on, like permanently, and it's probably possible and not that hard to permanently damage the relationship that you have with that person. So, tread carefully, I guess, is the main thing there. Yeah, that was it for the class. Afterwards, I went over to the new place that I'm going to be moving into soon. I managed to find a place with a couple of fairly kink-friendly roommates, a couple of which I've known, known in the, in the local scene. So I think that's going to be a pretty positive experience. But this weekend's going to be kind of crazy, as far as basically I'm just going to be doing a ton of packing and moving and things like that. So I apologize in advance if the podcasts aren't too in-depth and involved and interesting. But I will make sure to get something out every night. I'm definitely still committed to that. Anyway, that's about it for the evening. As always, I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I can be reached by email at evan@kinkycrafter.com.